You don't think my good mood gummy worms are working out? I think we'd start with this song if I was not high on good mood gummy worms. Ollie, thank you, Target. Take two a day, one in the morning, one in the evening. And I'm just fun. Can't you tell?
Look at me. You're only taking the good mood?
Yeah, a good mood and a couple other things, you know. Okay. Some like one of them keeps my brain firing.
Okay.
I almost couldn't remember that. It's obviously not working.
Does it have adaptogens?
That's what they tell me. Whatever it is. It's like a Starburst. You take a little wrapper off and need it.
Ooh.
Fun stuff. Well, Dead or Alive, starting things on a Thursday. Pete Burns, lead singer, died years ago. Pete Burns was Dylan Mulvaney long before Dylan Mulvaney. We had, you know, we didn't make a fuss in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
He put out a good song. We were all about it.
Yeah. Like,
that's fine with us. Wear what you want to wear. Boy George, Pete Burns. There was a guy named Marilyn there for a while.
Okay.
Just, you know, androgynous singers. Men, women, who knew?
Who cares?
Make a fuss. We didn't shoot up Bud Light cans. We were all about it. Just release a decent song. Not that piece of crap Dylan Mulvaney came out with.
Yeah.
All the girls want to have fun or some dumb shit.
It's Girls Weekend.
Girls Weekend. Oh, all right, everybody. Hey, welcome back. Thursday, one of our favorites to do over here on Cover to Cover. We love the OG. We started out on Thursdays. Then we decided, mistakenly, we're going to do two times a week, Tuesday and Thursday. Not only that, we're going to start Patreon and do that another two times a week or something like that. I tell people sometimes, like, how many episodes do you do? It's like, it seems like about four a week, depending upon the week, but it's definitely three a week.
Yeah.
And they're like, what is it, 20 minutes each? I was like, no, like an hour and 20 minutes each. They're like, oh, my God, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm like, and people still complain.
You're working too hard.
They still, if I don't have an episode out exactly at 11 a.m., I have like three people who get in my DMs like, is everything okay? I mean, what is going on here? I'm waiting.
Yeah.
These psychopaths. Anyway, enough is enough about that. Meghan Markle, Alex. We love her.
Yeah.
She's back at it. Back in the lifestyle game. You can get into that. Did you know this?
Yeah, I knew this.
You can get into just lifestyle. What is it? I mean, I guess the originator, well, I believe, and I'd have to check the dates on this, but the original lifestyle person, many would say, would be Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
She's the queen of the lifestyle type person. Mm-hmm. Here's how you do it. This is a lifestyle person. They tell you everything. They tell you, basically, in not so many words, they tell you you're a piece of shit and here's how it's supposed to be done.
Yeah.
How are you putting your wicks out on your candles? Oh, I just blow on it. Oh, you.
Whoa.
You horrible, poor bastard.
Yeah.
You do it with this. And it's like a wick putter outer, you know?
Deprive it of oxygen.
Yeah, you know, it's that thing, a little metal thing. Mm-hmm. This is what I do, and this is how I wrap my vegetables, and this is how, and you watch, and you're like, oh, I mean, some things you learn. I mean, everyone likes Martha Stewart now, so we all kind of have learned to love her. But she was the OG. I would argue the OG, I believe, would be Cabot and the Ortons, the Orton family,
because
you got to consider them a lifestyle, but they were before like YouTube. They were just strictly catalog lifestyle.
Yeah.
So I would say Vermont Country Store might even be before Martha Stewart.
Maybe.
But I'm not exactly sure. And it's a different lifestyle. They're not snuffing out candles over at the Vermont Country Store.
Founded 1946.
Vermont Country Store.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's, I mean,
going back.
That's long before Martha Stewart.
Founded.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we are, that was the dad.
Uh-huh.
That's the dad of the four Orton boys.
Vrest and his gal Mildred Ellen.
Mildred, yeah, that's the one. Mildred Ellen. Uh-huh. Now, you know, now it's all the clothes are explained in the fact that they've all been modeled after the wardrobe of Mildred Ellen in 1948 and haven't changed since.
Yeah, Mildred Ellen Orton.
So they, you know, they, I believe that's a lifestyle thing. And then, of course, you got now it's Joanna Gaines and Chip Gaines. They got their whole thing going on. And I don't mind it because these lifestyle brands can turn. Most people don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, nobody's got any taste or class or anything. No, but you know, for the most part, There's a few people out there who got a little bit of taste. I'm one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Some people would say I don't. Some people go, oh, let me tell you the type of taste I have, Alex. You ready for this?
Okay.
This morning, I dropped my daughter off at school. Then I'm heading back, and it's a nice day. And I'm, you know, I have a couple of gummy worms in. Now, when I say gummy worms, I think people right away, their heads go to like some sort of THC.
Like a weed gummy?
I'm not a drug addict.
No.
What am I, Alex? I'm not a drug addict. No, these are Ollie's.
Mm-hmm.
It's saffron, Alex. That's all it is.
Yeah.
It's filled with saffron.
Well, and sugar, but yeah, it's saffron. It's candy, but it's good for you, I guess.
They're actually coated in sugar. They're rolled in sugar. Anyway, it looks like a slug that you rolled in sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, listen, I'm not going to buy them. If I see something that on the shelves, I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
You know, I'm walking down and I'm, you know, first of all,
they got good marketing.
Nobody wastes money like me when I'm on the road because you have nothing to do like in the daytime, usually mm-hmm. when you're waiting for your shows to start. So you're like, oh, let me just go walk to a Target. And in the case of this one, I had my car so I could buy things because I didn't have to put them on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, and then I see Good Mood gummies. I'm like, well, who doesn't want to be in a good mood?
Yeah.
Right? So I get it.
I want to be in a good mood.
Exactly. Yeah. So anyway, so that's what I'm on. So I'm driving back from the school, and it's a nice day, and I have to get some things. I'm starting to summer up the house here, Alex. You know, we got to get this ready for summer entertaining, which there'll be none.
Yeah.
But we pretend like we will be those type of people who entertain in the summer.
Yeah.
We won't. But I prepare, if it ever happens, it surprises me. Like, we're going to have 8 people over. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I hope it never does, but I'm ready. Anyway. I mean,
you never know. You could bump into Meghan Markle again.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
and
maybe,
then it's like, shit, we got to have.
She wanted Monica over with her Apple. What is it called? Orchard Farms?
Yeah.
What is her lifestyle brand? Yeah. Anyway, we'll get to all that in a second. We got more to
American
talk about.
American Riviera Orchard.
Oh, it sounds beautiful. Ooh,
bring some jam.
American Riviera Orchard. So anyway, I stop at Home Goods.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Home Goods on the way back, Home Goods Tarzana.
Ooh.
And I pull into the parking lot, an empty parking lot, which is very rare. Mm-hmm. And I walk up to the door. It's about 20 after 9 in the morning. And Home Goods doesn't open until 9:30, which I think is a mistake.
Yeah.
I mean, if you people know who you're dealing with, they need to get in there early and get their junk.
Yeah.
So there I am waiting outside the Home Goods. I can kill 10 minutes standing outside the door with about 10, 12 other old biddies and me standing there waiting for the doors to open at Home Goods. So that's the type of class.
Yeah.
When I said I had, I'm a classy guy and I have taste, that's the type of, what we're looking at.
Yeah. A couple gals trying to return a vase and you.
And me. Yeah. So, I mean, it's like that's our Coachella. Mm-hmm. You know, these people are waiting outside at line at Coachella. I don't need that. My Coachella is waiting for the doors to open at Home Goods Tarzana.
Yeah.
And I walked around. I didn't get a ton of stuff. You know what they got there? I got to get this. I'm going to get it. I didn't get it today because I'll probably go back and get it maybe tomorrow. They got motorized, pool toys.
Oh, okay.
So you sit on it, and then you could just motorize instead of using your arms to paddle yourself around the pool. They got a little motor on it.
Oh, like a
yes,
like a floaty. Like
it's like a boat.
Oh.
For your pool. You staying with me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you sit on it and you press a button and there's a little propeller, like a boat.
Wow.
And you zip around the pool. $59.99. Am I gonna buy that?
No. Gonna buy it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna buy that. So anyway, I don't know if that's something Meghan Markle has over at the Apple Orchard
American Riviera
Orchards. But I'll get that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, today was just a recon mission. Just looking around, seeing what they got, thinking of some things.
Yeah, okay.
Coming up with some ideas. And then out and back home. And here we are. And then, because we had to wait, because we have the landscapers on Wednesday, so we got to do it a little late. We're taping this on Wednesday, by the way, everybody.
Yeah.
So there you have it. Okay, back to Meghan Markle. I guess she released the first thing.
Mm-hmm. Her first product.
She did a soft launch of this, and this is going to be, I guess, like a Joanna Gaines. She's going to have everything. Mm-hmm. Housewares. And why not? I mean, I feel like that's a kind of a good road for her to go down.
Yeah.
Like, who wouldn't walk into a Target and if this is from the Meghan Markle collection? Oh, okay.
Oh.
I'll take a look at this.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know there's a contingent of people who hate her for some reason. Mm-hmm. I don't. She's a dear friend. I know. I keep trying to tell people this, and she's a friend.
They won't listen.
So when people come at me and they say I hate her, I'm like, can you not? Because she's a friend.
Yeah.
Normally I would listen to something like this, but not about my friends. Mm-hmm. I will not stand here. Alex, before we went to air, we were looking up a couple of facts about Meghan Markle, and it said at one point she had worked at a paper source.
Yeah.
Or something way back before her days as the queen. She wasn't working a paper source while she was
not in Montecito.
Queen Elizabeth, I have to leave. My shifted paper source.
Have
is
you
starting
seen my apron? Has anyone seen my apron? No, it's the denim apron. It says Meghan.
Harry,
on
I'm going to be late. We are swamped over here at paper source. So anyway, you know, before it all, this, she was working at a paper source, and I guess she was teaching calligraphy.
Yeah, that's coaching.
Coaching. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So this is what I said years ago when I first said I used to work with Meghan Markle at a restaurant, Mirabelle Restaurant in Sunset Boulevard. She used to do our specials of the day on the board in calligraphy. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing. She's very good at it. So I was like, wow, that's pretty good. You know, I would hit on her because she was a very attractive. I was just showing Alex a picture of her, like obviously, you know, while we were reading about her apple orchard or whatever. Uh-huh. She American Riviera orchards. We were looking, they were showing old pictures of her, and I was like, this is the girl who worked at Mirabelle.
Yeah.
You know, different looking than she is now.
Yeah.
25 years ago or probably.
Before she was racially profiled by
right.
royalty.
Yeah. So she looked
lighter. You know, she looked younger. She looked
happier, and you know, different outfits and whatever else. So anyway, calligraphy looks nice. Mm-hmm. And then she made me a calligraphy birthday card for my birthday. A calligraphy Meghan Markle birthday card. Of course, I threw it out, thinking she's just this dumb hostess. Throw it away.
Yep.
20 years later, now I'm the asshole.
Uh-huh.
Could have had a Meghan Markle calligraphy birthday card.
The Duchess of Sussex?
I know.
Hand wrote you that?
Shit. Anyway, what are you going to do? Wow. So, I guess yesterday or the day before, whatever, she released her first thing, a jam, right?
Yeah.
That's what's the first. So, I could go over to American Riviera Orchards, and I could buy this jam.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is it? What type of jam is it?
Let me get all the.
Okay.
A jar of strawberry jam. It's strawberry.
Oh, it's a strawberry jam. Uh-huh. Okay. And what does that go for? Like, how can I get it? And what does it go for? And who made it? Like, did she make it?
Mm-hmm.
Does she make them herself? Because we have a fan here. I believe her name is Megan.
Mm-hmm.
We have a fan of the Cover to Cover podcast who makes jams, sends them to me. She's given them to me after shows, and I've eaten them with my hands in the hotel room after shows.
Yep.
You remember I said earlier that I'm a pretty classy guy? Taste and class? Sometimes I eat jams at a Hilton Garden Inn in Tacoma with my hands. All right. Well, anyway, so she's got a strawberry jam.
So what I'm reading here is she'd given some to some executive's wife, and it just said 17 of 50 on the jar. So apparently it's a pretty small batch.
Oh, that's it? So just one. Anyway, here's what she's going to have.
She made 50 jars of jam.
That's a start.
Yeah.
A trademark application. She could do that at a farmer's market, for God's sake. She's going to have jams, jellies, nut butters, and spreads, along with table linens, drinkware, cutlery, and cookbooks.
Yeah.
Okay. All sounds lovely. There she is in a little video for it. Now, what people are saying about this, they're saying, once again, it's a classic Meghan and Harry style thing. A lot of substance, you know, a lot of pomp and circumstance and nothing to it.
Yeah.
No substance. You know what I mean? Everything they say is like
100 articles on the internet for 50 jam.
Right. For 50 jars of jam. So that's what like, everyone's like, here we go again. Like more bullshit,
yeah.
You know, with the podcast and we're going to come up. We're signing a deal with Netflix to make original programming and there's nothing to any of it. Like they didn't make original programming. They didn't make the podcast. They didn't do. So it's the same thing. It's like, here's the lifestyle brand. Now, you would think, I guess, when you're going to do a launch like this, instead, you would already have everything prepared. And now, here's the launch. Boom. And I could run over to American Riviera Orchards, get myself a table linen. I get myself a candle, some skincare.
One of those little cheese knife for your charcuterie board.
Thank you, Alex. Yeah. Thank you. Very nice of you to say. And a candle snuffer.
Yeah.
All this stuff. I could get it there today. But she announces it. Gets all over the place. Now, of course, everybody like us is going to what we hoped would be some sort of website. It doesn't seem to be.
No.
and we can't even get our hands on a thing of strawberry jam. I'll fucking go over to Smucker's and I never come back to this.
No.
This shithole that she's running over here.
Mm-hmm.
I need a table in it, for God's sakes, Marco. What the, I'm sitting here with a bare table and dry toast, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, anyway. So there you have it. That's Meghan Markle's. And I got nothing against her. Good looking. Like, I think she's perfect for a lifestyle brand. Let her have it, right?
I mean, I've read about 6 articles trying to find some more information, and all anyone's talking about is that she used to coach calligraphy.
Yeah, I know.
That's every article is about calligraphy.
That was 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've been talking about her calligraphy for years. Mm-hmm. Finally, somebody's listening.
Yeah.
Okay. The other story I want to talk about is apparently our you know, we love Sydney Sweeney over here on Cover to Cover. And apparently let me get this.
Is there a little bit of dirt in the Sydney Sweeney world?
There is a little bit. Mm-hmm. Let me get it up. Our girl Sydney Sweeney. We love Sydney Sweeney. Now, Sydney Sweeney, I guess, okay. I don't know anything about her. You know, like always over here on Cover to Cover, strong opinion, zero facts.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen a Sydney Sweeney movie. I've never watched Euphoria.
Mm-hmm.
I just see pictures of her on the red carpets. I don't think I've ever heard the girl speak, but she seems, I don't know. Hey, listen, I'll be perfectly honest with you people. I see the boobs.
Yeah.
And I'm not normally one of those dopes, okay? But you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You judge a book by the cover.
Not always, but in this
but
case,
in this
yes.
case, yeah.
In this case, now,
much like this jar of jam, the
right,
yeah.
There was a movie. She was in a movie this year, right? Mm-hmm. The one with Dakota Johnson about a spider web or something. Madam Web, and it was a big bomb, and she kind of she skirted that bomb.
Yeah.
She was like, I had nothing to do with it. That's Dakota Johnson's piece of shit. It's not mine.
Yeah.
I was just there, you know, for fun.
Was anyway, this the one that we talked about recently?
We did.
Big
we talked
press tour and...
Yes. Yeah. She was... Dakota John... Anyway.
Yes.
Everybody's fine. Everybody mm-hmm. lived and nobody seems to remember Madam Webb.
I mean, I've already forgotten about it.
Exactly. Yeah. 3 weeks later. So, anyway, and then she came out, you know, then there was this whole thing with Glenn Powell, like her and Glenn Powell, an item. He's an actor that Hollywood is going to make you like.
They did a movie together.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that movie is called Anything, Anyone But You.
Mm-hmm.
And it's currently playing on planes. So when I fly, I immediately look at what they have from Delta Airlines. And I usually go to the new releases first, mm-hmm. see if there's anything in the new releases. Because how many more times can I watch A Few Good Men? You know, they have the classics on there. You could choose from about 200 of movies that we've all seen 1,000 times. Mm-hmm. Forrest Gump and A Few Good Men. And then you could see what we got new. And this is in the new ones. Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell and Anyone But You.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right, let me look at the trailer. So I watched the trailer of Anyone But You. Now, and it looks... Now I'm almost apprehensive to say this because I said this about the Jennifer Lawrence movie.
Mm-hmm.
I said this movie looks awful.
Yes,
judging from the trailer, and then I watched it and it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But Jennifer Lawrence, I think, is very talented. All right, I said it, Alex.
Yeah.
Okay, Jennifer Lawrence, I believe, is talented. I think she's, I'm going to say, a better actress than Sydney Sweeney. Although I don't even know what Sydney Sweeney does. This is based on absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
But I don't need, what am I going to start basing this shit on facts now, people? Why start now? We're 700 episodes in.
Yeah.
Okay. So I liked the Jennifer Lawrence one. So, but Anyone But You, I couldn't even bring myself to, I was like, oh, I don't need to watch this. Like, I don't, this Glenn Powell doesn't really do anything for me.
Mm-hmm.
Sydney Sweeney, do I need to watch her act? And, you know, it's going to be one of those bad romantic comedies. I get what it's going to be.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, there is a movie producer, top Hollywood producer.
Uh-huh.
Her name's Carol Baum. Now, it says top Hollywood producer, and then it says, here's some of the things she's produced. Father of the Bride.
Okay.
That was 35 years ago.
Yeah.
And Shining Through said the two-time... Okay, here's what she said. Top Hollywood producer Carol Baum has a hit out on actress Sydney Sweeney following the release of her blockbuster hit film, Anyone But You.
Ooh, mm.
Well, I guess we're stretching the term blockbuster these days. Huh? Blockbuster. Listen to everybody. Star Wars is a blockbuster.
Yeah.
Okay. Ghostbusters is a blockbuster. Anyone but you, I don't know if that's a
blockbuster.
Couldn't
even bust Delta.
Yeah, I don't think it's a blockbuster. Yeah. Anyway, she's Father of the Bride. She was screening a movie of hers, a 1988 film, Dead Ringers, and she was at like one of those meet and greet, press conference after, a little meet and greet or a little Q&A after the movie. And she said, this bomb woman said, I don't understand this Sydney Sweeney. Mm-hmm. She's not pretty and she can't act. Bomb reportedly said at the Jacobs Bird Center in Pleasantville, New York last week. I don't get Sydney Sweeney. The film producer referred to Sweeney's recent rom-com, Anyone But You, in which she stars opposite Glenn Powell, to critique her acting skills. I wanted to know who she is and why everybody's talking about her, Baum reportedly told the audience, calling the film unwatchable.
Mm-hmm.
Baum went on to slam the Euphoria alum's appearance, telling the audience that she couldn't come up with a reason for why Sydney Sweeney's career had taken off. Now, here's where I would go if I was at this event, if I was in Pleasantville, New York, watching Dead Ringers. Mm-hmm. Good movie, by the way. David Cronenberg, I believe, directed. I would go, okay, just a second. Sorry, is it Miss Baum? You asked earlier about Sydney Sweeney, mm-hmm. and you said, I don't understand why her career's taken off. Let me tell you why. Because mind you, underneath this article, this is the New York Post, this article, there's comment. You can comment.
Uh-huh.
And there's a guy who commented this, and I agree with this guy.
Okay.
He goes,
great minds think alike. Yeah.
He wrote, why she got a career? Because she got a pair.
Boom.
That's it.
Yeah.
So that's what I would stand up and say.
Uh-huh.
Miss Baum, the reason why Sydney Sweeney has a career right now, she got a pair.
She got a pair.
Yeah. I don't need to say any more than that.
Mm-hmm.
A pair of what, you may ask.
Yeah.
We're not going to go into it.
Yeah.
Let me just
I got to spell it out for you, Carol. You don't get it. You're not picking up what we're putting down, Carol Baum.
Thank you. Carol, just trust me. She got a pair.
Yeah.
And that's all we're going to say about that. And that's why she's the queen of the red carpets. And that's why let us have in this, like we were talking about yesterday on the Tuesday's episode, the cicadas and Baba Vanga's prediction.
There's about to be a billion bugs in this
country. Baba Vanga's prediction of World War III and all the other things. Let us have, every now and again, we have something dumb that we can all kind of jump on board.
Yeah.
And right now, for the next couple of months or weeks or whatever it may be, it's going to be Sydney Sweeney for us. Just to go, all right, she's young, she's got big boobs, she looks cute in a dress.
Yeah.
And she's on the she's perfect red carpet girl.
Yeah.
Here come, for the gay guy who's working at E! Entertainment, doing the report from the red carpet. Oh my God, who's coming up now? Look, it's Sydney Sweeney. Hi, Sydney Sweeney. What do you have to talk about? Oh, me? Absolutely nothing. Oh, who cares? She got a pair.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what, let us have this.
That's all we got.
That's all we're asking.
Yeah.
We're not looking for her to be,
say give her an Oscar.
When a Meryl Streep, she's not going to be Meryl Streep. When she's not going to be playing.
Or an EGOT winner.
She's not going to be in Martin Scorsese movies. And be doing dumb romantic comedies with Glenn Powell.
Mm-hmm.
Who gives a shit? But she got a pair.
Yeah.
And that's all we can. Let us have it. Thank you. That's all I'm going to say about that. Don't ruin our fun, Linda Baum.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the event moderator.
Carol.
I don't want Linda to ruin anything either. Carol's nice, but Linda is a real bitch. Have you ever met Linda? Oh, she really hates Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah.
Sydney Sweeney, okay. Anyway, look, here's a picture of Sydney Sweeney in Anyone But You.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the movie's probably, but right for that reason alone, you'll watch the movie, right? Just for this picture alone.
Yeah.
You're like, I'd watch this movie.
Yeah.
I mean, I, of course, will not watch it. Maybe
I love romantic comedy, so I'll tune in for...
Maybe on my trip to Dallas, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
And get back to you with my... Oh, Dead Ringers is David Cronenberg. I was right about that. Anyway, Sydney Sweeney is 26 years old. And this woman keeps saying she's not pretty, which I thought that's something, especially on the... Here in Hollywood, we try to be on the right side of everything.
Yeah.
That's our thing.
I don't think you could say that
anymore. Yeah, like Carol Baum, like, what is she? You spent a little too much time in Pleasantville, New York.
Yeah.
The hell are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Can't be just going, she's not good looking. Because listen, Say what you want to say. She does have a bit of a sleepy eye. Agreed. But that's, she does. She looks like she's falling asleep a little bit, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the appeal, I think. She's like, I think that's why they liked her in Euphoria, because isn't she supposed to be drugged out in Euphoria?
Yeah, she already looked.
Yeah, she was halfway there.
She's got the eyes. She got the sunken in eyes of
not going to kiss some bright-eyed fucking guy like me high on ollies.
Yeah.
I mean, I would, this guy's not on drugs.
Mm-mm.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
He's waiting out in front of a Home Goods. Fucking weirdo. All right, so there you go. That's story number two. I'm not going to... I noticed that when I was listening to Tuesday's episode and I was numbering the stories.
Yeah.
And we won't be doing that.
Okay.
I don't know why I started doing that. Story number two, story number, let's not do that anymore. Okay. The other, there's a Bluey moment. You know what people don't like, Alex? Hmm. They don't like a stress eating.
Oh.
Like, you know, people want stress-free eating. They want to eat stress-free.
Mm-hmm.
You ever eat stressfully?
Yeah, every time I order anything.
Yeah, well, you know, you don't have to anymore, Alex, thanks to Factor. The people over at Factor, we love the people at Factor. Well, thanks to Factor, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready-to-eat in just 2 minutes. And that is the truth. A lot of times people say 2 minutes, then the next thing you know, you're popping it back and forth in their microwave 10 different times, not ready. Factor is 2 minutes. It's the best. Comes out quick. It's easy. So many options. 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan and Veggie. Alex likes Protein Plus. He's a protein guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he looks so great all the time. Discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast on the go, snacks, beverages to help you get through the day, feel great all day long. What do we like? The little wellness shots. The wellness shots.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. They got all those fun shots where you just feel like they come in like packs of six.
Mm-hmm.
Go over to Factor and check it all out, everybody. You'll love it. These wellness shots are, you know, what's that thing? Like turmeric.
Turmeric.
Ginger, turmeric.
Mm-hmm.
You just feel like as it's going into your body, it feels like it's making you a better person.
Yeah.
So I highly recommend getting those. Go to factormeals.com. Factor Meals, FACTOR meals.com/cover-to-cover50 and use the code cover-to-cover50 to get 50% off a box plus 20% off your next box. So you know what that is, Alex? That's 50% off your first box. That's half.
Half.
And then 20% off your next one.
Whoa, that's one-fifth.
You better believe it. I think it is. Sure, sure, sure. Yeah, so I mean, that's a lot. Anyway, that's because people at Factor love Cover to Cover and love you guys. So go on over to Factor and support them back for supporting us. And like I said, go to factormeals.com/cover-to-cover50 and use code cover-to-cover50 to get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next box. That's code cover-to-cover50. Thank you. This is what my life is, Bluey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is the show that I absolutely love. I love it. My daughter watches it, and it's an Australian show, and it's just so nice. It's calming. It's got nice music. I don't know who's behind it. I don't know. It's an Australian company, Australian writers, Australian actors, and I think that's part of the appeal. It hasn't been muckied up by dumb Americans.
Yeah.
It's sweet and nice, and I almost want it to be like a real show. Like, I want him to take the scripts from Bluey and actually cast real people. You know, I'm okay with it being I think they're dingoes.
Yeah.
They're some sort of dog, I think.
Dingo makes sense.
Yeah, something like that. But they're nice. The family's nice. It's got some adult humor-ish kind of.
Uh-huh.
And it's just great. I can't say enough about Bluey. I love it. Anyway, there's been a shocking moment on Bluey. A scene in the latest episode of Bluey forced fans to question whether the pup's mother broke the law. Okay, many viewers questioned whether the beloved Blue Heel's mom, Chili, that's the mom, Chili, we love Chili, mm-hmm. over here at the Frangiola house, may have broken a rule, a life road rule, the season 3 finale. In a 28-minute episode, that's the other thing that I love about it. The 28 minutes is long, actually. They're usually like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Of the cartoon, Chili and the kids all hop into the car and take a drive to find Bluey's godmother. While the four youngest pups rode in the back, 7-year-old Bluey sat in the front. I actually noticed this.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm a normal person who doesn't
write a full article every time.
Yeah, so, but apparently every time people,
continuity.
I didn't even think about it, but I did notice that she's, yeah, so Bluey sat in the front seat, sat next to the mom, Queensland. Okay. Just for the sake of the show, it just looks better with Bluey in the front seat.
Is any the main character?
Yeah, the show's named Bluey. I mean,
you put him up front.
It's a her, I think, too.
You put her up front.
I know. I keep saying him, too. My daughter always gets very angry. It's a girl.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So anyway, that's... we're just trying to put images show that social media asked their followers whether it was legal to drive the young child in the passenger seat. You know your road rules are now. It's your chance to prove it. Chili has three children in the back seat and seated her 7-year-old Bluey in the front seat. Can Chili be fined for this? Just someone wrote in. Mm-hmm. Well... And then I hope someone wrote back, well, here's why Chili can't be fined for this. Because Chili is a cartoon, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
But in the episode, before little Bluey jumps in the front seat, her mom decides quickly to check the road rules on her phone and reads it out loud. They're smart. They're very smart over there. Queensland road rule says that all four seats are taken. A child older than four can sit in the front seat. Yup, it's allowed, she said.
If the back seats are all taken. See, that makes sense.
She also ensures that all children have their seatbelts on. In the episode, she is pulled over by police, but does not get into trouble once she shows him the rules. According to Queensland, Australia law, children aged 4 to 7 years old can only sit in the front seat if all the other seats are occupied by children under 7 years old. So they're fine.
Yeah.
Bluey didn't break any rules.
Much to do about nothing.
It is really much to do. Not unlike Meghan Markle's Apple Orchard Farms. It's much ado about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it all looks good. I'm glad. I don't want Bluey to get into any trouble. That's how much I love it. So that's exciting news. A new thing that the New York Post likes to do, I've noticed it the past couple of weeks, and it's interesting. I don't really understand the angle here. I don't know what they want people to do with this information, but what they're doing is they're finding old actors, Oh, I'll give you two examples. Gene Hackman, who's 94.
Okay.
And Clint Eastwood, who I believe is also 94, maybe 96.
Yeah.
Clint Eastwood recently was spotted for the first time. He was at an event for the woman who hugs gorillas. She goes into the jungle and she's been hugging gorillas her entire life. She's a
Jane?
Jane.
Jane Goodall?
Jane Goodall. Yeah. Exactly. Thank you.
I didn't know if...
I thought you were talking about Tarzan's Jane. No, Jane Goodall.
Yeah.
That's...
I was like, I feel like I know this,
yes.
But...
So anyway,
Jane Goodall. He is 93. Goodall.
93.
Born in 30.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, Jane Goodall there was an event for Jane Goodall. I guess Clint Eastwood is a Jane Goodall supporter and friend, mm-hmm. and he came out for the Jane Goodall thing. And the New York Post went insane. Like, oh my God, Clint Eastwood spotted... And he looks old. He looks 93. And I watched some video of him walking into the thing. And he looks like every 93-year-old man.
Yeah.
His pants are pulled up really high.
Uh-huh.
He's a little hunched over. He's got a long beard. And
his hair's a little disheveled.
Yeah, his hair's a little disheveled. He certainly doesn't look like the Clint Eastwood of, you know.
He's not making
he's
my
not
day.
He's not Dirty Harry. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, and people were like writing underneath the comments were like, yeah, well, I mean, he's 93. The guy's up and about.
Yeah.
That's enough said about. So the other one is they keep finding Gene Hackman.
Okay.
Who is out of the business and living like a seemingly quiet life out in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And I don't know what I don't know if they have a paparazzi in like the AM, PM in Santa Fe. Here's what Gene Hackman's doing. This is what I said on Tuesday's episode. Gene Hackman is taking my advice. He's 94 years old, and he's not trying. He's not on the Golden Bachelor.
No.
He's not looking for love. He's going to a gas station, whether it's a Love's or an AM, PM, and he's buying the same fucking thing every day.
Yeah.
And the New York Post sits outside, I guess, and photographs him as he's coming out. And he looks 94.
Yeah.
But he looks pretty good for 94.
Mm-hmm.
And they say Gene Hackman wearing a similar outfit to the last time we photographed him. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a 94-year-old man who wears the same fucking outfit. What do you want? Mm-hmm. What is he, Sidney Sweeney?
Yeah.
He's going to be wearing the same fucking outfit. A zip-up fleece vest. some sort of flannel.
A one-quarter zip.
Yeah.
From a quince, one-quarter zip. You know what 90-somethings are wearing.
He gets himself a coffee and some sort of Danish.
Uh-huh. Normal
and goes,
life.
And he goes to his car.
Yeah.
And he eats it in the car and heads home.
Yeah.
And goes to sleep and waits to die. That's what... When I said that, I didn't mean... Go die. I meant, like, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Get like, a pastry. Enjoy your life.
Get a coffee.
Exactly.
Wear the same thing every day.
Don't be thinking about, I need to find a date, blah, blah, blah. And honestly, I'm a little jealous of Gene Hackman's. He gets, you know what he gets? He gets those boxed up fruit pies.
Oh.
I disagree with his choice, but he seems to like the boxed up fruit pie. I don't know if it's Hostess. Who does that fruit
Hostess
pie?
Hostess does one, but not the one. A lot.
This one's in the box. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And he seems to like that with his coffee. Anyway, who doesn't love Gene Hackman? I mean, his wife is 62. So, I mean, she's considerably younger, but still.
Yeah, good for him.
And they go out and they call him recluse. Recluse, yeah, he's 93 living in, I mean, but here's the other thing about
I would say anyone living in that part of New Mexico is
I mean,
recluse,
you just,
so you're not going to see him.
Santa Fe, gorgeous city, isn't it? Didn't you do some stand up there?
Yeah.
What was the name of the place?
I was in Santa Cruz, which is a little different. But
and you did a bowling alley, right?
Well, that was Truth or Consequences.
Truth is Consequences. Oh, that was the name of the town, right? Yeah. Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. And you did the bowling alley?
Yeah.
I did mention it. Alex says he can't come on the road with me anymore because I'm ruining his career by taking him out of the loop.
I didn't
and
say
the loop is the
I didn't
loop
say
is,
you've ruined my career.
The loop is a bowling alley and
you're about to quit any day now.
I'm
you
not,
threaten
I'm
me
not,
with it every day. You say
quitting.
If you keep calling me old, I'll walk out of this business and I'll leave you high and dry, you cocksucker.
No,
that's what you said to me.
I would never. How dare
and so now
you.
I gotta go
94, you know what? Gene Hackman's still driving. Here he is like getting in his pickup truck and driving off.
He looks better than Clint Eastwood.
He does look better than Clint Eastwood. They're both in a great movie called The Unforgiven. Both great in that movie, Clint Eastwood. I mean, who's better than Gene Hackman and Clint Eastwood? I could name 15 great Gene Hackman movies and 15 great Clint Eastwood movies. I mean, I would say fuck you to the New York Post and say, leave these American legends alone.
Mm-hmm.
Let them eat their apple pie in peace. You want to fuck with somebody, go fuck with...
Meghan Markle.
No. All right. Yeah,
all right.
Sure. Her. And
these guys aren't peddling snake oil.
And that critic who said Sydney doesn't
know. Carol Baum.
Go fuck with Carol Baum.
Yeah.
Who's trying to take down our Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah. Father of the Bride sucked.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. How dare
it's
you?
It's no Euphoria.
No. Let's get Sydney Sweeney. Okay. Will she come to the podcast? Maybe we get Glenn Powell over here.
We could get him.
I don't like this guy at all. I don't even know. Once again, don't know anything about the man. All right. Enough is enough. What else do we got? Is there more stuff we need to talk about?
Yeah.
Welcome back to Cover to Cover Breaking News. Wow, this is... just happened. We're breaking into your regularly scheduled programming. We're talking about Gene Hackman and his apple pies to bring you breaking news over here at Cover to Cover. Sydney Sweeney is clapping back. Just came over the wire, as we used to say. Sydney Sweeney has clapped back at that bitch Carol Baum. Okay, Sydney Sweeney's camp hasn't wasted any time clapping back at the attack on her looks and acting chops by Hollywood producer, even though the woman herself is walking it back.
Ooh, I bet.
A Ref for Euphoria actress called out Carol Baum for recent remarks that clarified that Sydney Sweeney is not pretty and not a good actress, saying, "How sad that a woman in the position to share her expertise and experience chooses instead to attack another woman." I agree.
Yep.
I am not a fan of that at all. The rep adds, "If tearing down another woman is what Carol has learned during her decades in this business, and she feels it appropriate to pass that on to her students, that is truly shameful. To unjustly disparage a fellow female producer speaks volumes about Baum's character." Sydney's former colleagues have also come out to speak up on her behalf, including producer Teddy Schwartzman, who worked with Sydney on Immaculate, Something Nobody Saw. He responded to the slam as well, saying Sydney is not only talented, but incredibly humble and kind and a badass scream queen, too.
Whoa.
I don't know what that even means. What are you talking about,
what's
Teddy?
What's a scream queen?
Teddy, just enough of that. That'll be about enough out of you. As for Carol herself, she's already expressing regret over the whole thing, telling TMZ she wishes she never would have made her original comments about that crapping on an actor like that in public usually isn't her style. Oh. Carol, who has movie credits including Father of Bride, oh, and Buffy the Vampire Slayer, goes on to say she's been getting a ton of hate mail over this. I bet she is.
Mm-hmm.
And at her age, the mail is probably in the mailbox, you know, or you've got a stamp on it.
Yep.
As you know, Sydney's currently Hollywood's It Girl with roles in Euphoria. And, oh, she's in White Lotus, too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got to catch up.
She was also in, what was that, The Bridesmaid's Tale. She was in one of the seasons of that, which was another massive movie, or another massive show for culture. You don't know what that is?
Bridesmaid's Tale?
Or not, Handmaid Tale, sorry.
She's in Handmaid Tale?
Handmaid Tales, yeah.
She's in that?
Yeah, she's in it.
I didn't know
seven
that.
Episodes.
Oh, so she's in like every. She really is the It Girl.
Yeah, she's in everything.
It's like the three hottest shows on TV.
Yeah, I went through her catalog. It's pretty intense, actually.
I was in Carol Baum wants to fuck with somebody. I was in Demon Wind. Does anybody? Nobody wants to talk about that.
Wait, you were in Demon
Wind? Alex, please let's not. Tons of movie roles follow since she's been in rom coms, horror flicks, and she's been a very busy bee.
Mm-hmm.
Now that someone's called her out something, so Hollywood is coming to her defense. We covered. Okay, so there you go. That's breaking news. That just happened.
Yeah.
I love a clapback. Oh, Alex, I love a clapback, especially to Carol Baum.
Yeah, she deserves
it. This poor Carol Baum's probably like, oh, I thought I was in front of 18 nerds in a movie theater in upstate New York.
Yeah.
I was just flying by the seat of my pants here, trying to have a little fun. I didn't know one of these nerds was going to run over to TMZ and say, Carol Baum, producer of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Father of Bride, and Dead Ringers, just said Sydney Sweeney's not pretty and a bad actress. She's like, oh, no.
Oh, wow. Sydney Sweeney was in 90210 from 08 to 2013.
Well, she was probably a kid.
Yeah, right? But I mean, still, she's been around. Yeah, I mean, I didn't know that part.
Child actress or whatever. Anyway, whatever. Good luck to her. You know what this Carol Baum should be doing? She should move to New Mexico and just go get a coffee and a apple pie and just shut up.
Yep.
Like Gene, you don't see Gene Hackman. Mr. Hackman, can we ask you a question? Yeah, what do you got? Mm-hmm. What do you think of Sydney Sweeney? She's ugly. And she's got sleepy eyes and can't act. What? You don't see him. You don't get involved.
No.
That's what you got to do. What are you doing?
You live a life where no one has to clap back
exactly.
at you.
Exactly. Yeah. Just get your pie. All right. Well, there you go. That's shocking news. Do you want one more? We have one more, and this is very cover to cover. We won't give you all of them because there's 100, Alex, 100 of them. And it is the 100, you ready for this? The most popular food chains.
Okay,
food, that's important to
know.
Not fast necessarily. No, food chains.
Restaurants?
Yes, the most popular food chains in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Important to note. Now, because we want to string you people along and keep you listening to cover to cover, we're going to break this up into several parts.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get to number one. Not that you could just easily Google it. But just pretend these are different times and you'd have to wait. Like we had to wait for when Fonzie tried to jump the chicken stand at Arnold's.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the end of season whatever. And we had to wait an entire summer to see the new season of if Fonzie was able to jump the chicken stand at Arnold's.
Yeah.
So it was a long wait. And you would have... But anyway, these are the most popular food chains in the United States. 100 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these are food chains. Important to note because number one is just shocking. It's just shocking. It's not what you guys might think. In and out or whatever, like for us West Coasters, I know some people don't like it, but for the it's highly rated. People love it. Whatever you guys would think would be number one, I don't know. But let me just give you like number 100 and maybe you can kind of see where we're going with this.
Mm-hmm.
Number 100 is checkers and rallies. I've seen those around.
Yeah.
I think it's hamburgers, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've never gone to one, but I see them
yeah.
as I drive around. So to kind of show you that we're not just talking about like fast foody hamburger chains, number 98 is Pete's Coffee.
Okay.
So because it's a food chain. Mm, yeah. So Pete's Coffee is number 98. Number 95, Hooters. Bang.
Boom.
There you go. So now you know what we're dealing with. Tim Hortons, number 93. We're skipping a lot, of course. And number 87, a sad one for me because we just announced the closing of the one in Ronkonkoma. The closing up, and there's only a few left in the country, and that's Friendly's.
Ooh.
It was a kind of an ice cream, but they also had food as well. If you wanted yeah. a friendly Frank or fried clams, not a problem. But they are that's number 87. Number 84, another now Friendly's, you couldn't swing Friendly's, you'd go to Carvel.
Ooh, yeah.
That's another East Coast chain. Could be all around the country, but I think it's pretty East Coast.
I think they've made their way around.
Yeah, but 84, Carvel, Fudgy the Whale. Mm-hmm. You got a Carvel ice cream cake. Ooh, we would cut a Carvel ice cream cake because a lot of times you're supposed to let it thaw a little bit mm-hmm. before you cut into it. But the frangiolas, we would just take it right out of the freezer, hard as a rock.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't cut into it. And we didn't want to use a sharp knife. You're going to cut your finger off. You're going to cut your finger off. So we got the electric knife. We had an electric knife, Alex.
Uh-huh.
Black & Decker or Hamilton Ooh, Beach.
Yeah.
Hamilton Beach electric knife. And I've talked about it before on this podcast. And we would, so what you do is the electric knife will get through anything. You can cut through a tin can with the electric knife.
Mm-hmm.
And we would take, so we're not going to let this thaw out. Kids are all waiting around to get a piece. So we got the electric knife and you just go right in. And then you pull out the electric knife. And my mother would not take her finger off the button as she pulled it out. So it goes back and forth. That's how it works.
Slinging.
Yeah, and then the ice cream would just fly all over the kids' faces.
Yeah.
Look like something out of the movie that showed Dexter. You know, just kids all covered in chocolate. Anyway, that was fun. Carl's Jr. We're giving you like the 60s and 70s.
Mm-hmm.
In-N-Out comes in at 61. People are shocked by that. Alex, you know it's 54?
What is?
I'm sorry to bring this up. Whataburger. 54.
Oh, ooh.
That's where Alex was coming from when he was high
should
as a kite.
Should be way lower on that. It should be 70s, 80s.
Buffalo Wild Wings comes in at 55. P.F. Chang's 56. My daughter loves P.F. Chang's.
I love it.
59,
Chang's.
Long John Silver's. Remember them?
Ooh.
They had like fish.
Fast food shrimp.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Still going, huh?
Firehouse Subs coming in at 52. It's a little too goopy for me. They put a little. I mean, I've done it a few times. Something's wrong with the Firehouse Subs. It's not Jersey Mike's. Jersey Mike's coming in at 41.
Oh,
fuck you! I'd have Jersey Mike's way higher.
Where's
than that.
Jimmy John's?
Jimmy John's is hold on. Jimmy John's 50. Number
wow.
50.
Oh, yeah, fighting words.
Auntie Anne's. What do you think of Auntie Anne's? They're doing pretzels, right?
Yeah.
They got a lot of them in airports.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm at airports early because I'm getting on early flights usually. And usually the Starbucks is open, right?
Yeah.
And then usually open it up pretty early, Auntie Anne's.
Yeah.
But they don't have like breakfast stuff. So people are getting in line for like, I don't know, 6 a.m. pretzels.
Yeah. Pizza pretzel bites.
Pizza pretzel bites. And they have like one with a hot dog in it, I think. So. I think Alex and I were discussing this list extensively off air,
mm-hmm.
you know, just as two friends chopping it up.
Sometimes
we were two friends just chopping it up before we come to air. And we were talking about this and I was saying to Alex, I don't know if it's bad or good, but out of the 100 chains, I think I've eaten at every single one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, but I think we all have.
Yeah.
Like, here's what I'll do for you, Alex. I'll rattle off from 20 to 30.
Okay.
And I want you to tell me if you've eaten at these places. Okay. And you guys could play along at home as well.
Okay.
Number 20, Pizza Hut.
Mm-hmm.
Of course you've eaten there. We all have. Number 21, I know you've eaten here. You used to love it. Used to be your favorite place when you were homeless. You used to sit in there and boo-boo. Panera Bread.
Oh, I do like Panera. Good mac and cheese. You know how I feel about their mac and cheese.
And their free Wi-Fi, you cheap bastard.
Mm-hmm.
22, Arby's.
Love it.
You've had it, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
Classic.
Okay, number 23, Chick-fil-A.
I love it.
So far, all of us, I think, playing along, have eaten at all these places.
All of these.
Okay. Number 24, I mean, I don't know if I've eaten at their like brick and mortar, but I've had them, so that counts.
Hmm.
Mrs. Fields.
Okay,
like
yeah.
The coffee. Mm-hmm. They call cookie people.
Yeah.
Okay, now we might be getting into an area where I think I've been here. I don't remember because there's several that are kind of similar to this. It's called Texas Roadhouse.
I've been to one.
It's like a steak place.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, so have I.
Is it like a steak place?
Isn't it?
I thought it was more like a.
But there's a few of them that are like of that type of place.
The one where you throw the peanuts on the ground, right?
Oh, is it?
You just keep it moving.
We called that ground round when I was growing up. There was once again, an East Coast thing, I believe. Number 26, of course, Applebee's.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been there.
Love it.
Number 27, you and I dined together at one of these places, Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel.
Yes.
In Phoenix, Arizona.
We sat there at a Cracker Barrel together. Number 28, Domino's. Of course, we've all done that. Uh-oh. 29, you told me yesterday you haven't had it yet.
Okay. Oh.
Popeyes.
Yeah, I haven't had Popeyes.
Popeyes. So there you go. We hit one.
Mm-hmm.
Popeyes chicken and biscuits. And I don't think I've had number 30. Sonic.
You've never had Sonic?
No, I've never had Sonic.
Really?
I know. So there you go. So I hope you guys, I don't know if you guys had those. Number 19, Red Lobster. What do you think of a Red Lobster?
Not bad.
You know, it's Lobster Fest right now. I just saw a commercial.
Oh, is it?
It's like we're currently in Lobster Fest. Yeah.
I like those little biscuits they got.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
I think you buy those at the supermarket.
Mm.
Cheddar. Cheddar something. I mean, might as well just tell you guys number one. All right? We're not gonna.
You don't want to count down the top 10?
Like at another time?
Oh, right now.
Oh. Want to give them the top 10?
Yeah.
All right, sure. Okay.
We got to know the top 10.
Yeah, you guys would die. You're driving right now listening. You're like, come on, don't do this to us. Yeah. I won't. Okay. Number 9. Number 10, sir. Excuse me. Number 10. Number 10, Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin'. They call it Dunkin' now.
Yeah.
Don't put the
donuts. It's just Dunkin'.
Dunkin'. I'll just give you 11 Chili's.
Okay.
I don't hate it. Don't hate Chili's. There's one right here, not far, Encino. And I went one time and the guy recognized me, the waiter.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't go back because I was like, well, now I can't come here.
Mm-hmm.
Thought I'd just be, you know, just sit there like a regular person and have Chili's. You know, I'm not proud of going there, but we went.
We're at very different levels of fame, you and I, because if I got recognized at a Chili's, it'd make my day.
You'd be going back every week.
Yeah, I'd be like, this is my Chili's now.
Anyway, so that's Chili's number 11. Mm-hmm. So 10 is Dunkin' Donuts.
Mm-hmm.
And see, there you go. So that, I mean, they don't really serve food, but they kind of serve food.
Got some breakfast sandwiches.
Yeah, but it is a chain that has food.
Yeah.
There you go. So now this is arguments. You guys can argue all you want about the next 9.
Okay.
And there's going to be arguments.
Yeah.
Because number 9 is a place that is often joked about. I mean, people say it's horrible. I hate it. I don't know if I've had it. And I didn't hate it.
Mm-hmm.
Like in a pinch, I think somewhere, you know, you're middle of nowhere and you like, where can I have lunch? And I think I was in the outskirts of Chicago, somewhere in Illinois. And I went to one of these and I was like, I don't know, seemed pretty good. And that's Olive Garden. Number 9, Olive Garden.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Endless breadsticks. And they do mean endless.
Endless.
They keep bringing them.
Uh-huh.
Number 7. No, number 8, sorry, is Subway. Subway number 8. Subway. I mean, I used to love it.
That was your staple.
Yeah, it was a staple for a long time, and I'm not proud of it.
I mean, they got a foot-long cookie now.
And a pretzel, and they got 3-foot-long, and a churro, yeah, 3-foot-long.
Foot-long desserts. That's what America needs.
I don't know if that's going to save them. I don't know if that's going to get past that Jared business that they had. Anyway, KFC number 7.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't run to a KFC, but if I had it. Sure. Yeah,
but if you're driving through a town and there's 3 fast food options and it's one of them.
Dave Grohl, dear friend, Dave Grohl, likes champagne and Kentucky Fried Chicken. And one day he was telling me, you know, we on the road, the Foo Fighters, like on our tour bus, we get champagne, etc. They go together very well. You wouldn't know, but they actually do. And I was like, yeah, that's crazy. And sure enough, he sent over a ton. He was there.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a big party for his final Chelsea Lately appearance. And he catered in a bunch of Veuve Clicquot and Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Nice.
And we had a nice
party.
Was he
right?
And it is. It's good. It's good.
We together? Had
a nice party on the roof with champagne and Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I mean, imagine when you're partying with Dave Grohl, you'll eat anything.
Sure.
Party with Dave Grohl.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, we got a cute picture of the two of us eating from the same chicken thing. We're fun. We're friends. From that story, you need to know we're friends.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6, Don't hate it. I know. Talk about it all you want. Tell me that the meat comes in a bag, whatever. But Taco Bell, sometimes you get it, and you're like, that was good.
Yeah.
They do the right amount of sour cream. And, you know, I go, Alex, because I'm doing pretty well for myself. I go supreme.
Whoa.
Blah, blah, blah. Whatever it is. Chicken burrito. But if you just say chicken burrito, good luck choking down that piece of shit.
Yeah.
You got to go supreme. Mm. And then, oh, la-dee-da. Here comes a little jizz sour cream. Mm-hmm.
They got the gun there. They got a big old sour cream gun.
Yeah, jizz gun. So number five, I mean, it's more donuts, Krispy Kreme.
Okay.
They were number four.
They were real big back in the day.
They were huge for a minute. Number four, once again, it seems like a bit of an airport place. I don't know if I've ever had one like just out in public, you know, walking around. Cinnabon. I feel like that's a big thing to just be eating.
That was a mall. I remember it from malls.
Yeah, malls. Mm-hmm. Cinnabon. I mean, this is a weird top 10.
Cinnabon is weird because it's good, but it's always in the last place you want. You don't want a heavy cinnamon roll before a plane, while trying on clothes, on a road trip.
And mostly people just get it for, once again, I'm going to use the term jizz. People just get it for the jizz, right? For the icing, whatever you call it. Number three, it's going back to what we always... People love this place. Mm-hmm. I just had it. I spoke glowingly of the baked potato from Wendy's. Mm-hmm. Number three, Wendy's, everybody. Ooh. Now, fight amongst yourselves for the number two and number one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shocked. But I can't say that I don't like both of them.
Mm-hmm.
But it wouldn't be my number one. So number two, Dairy Queen.
Wow.
People do love it. It's, once again, it's like a Midwestern, you know, it's in songs of John Mellencamp. We were Dairy Queen, me and my lady, we went around for Dairy Queen. Mm-hmm. You know, it's Americana.
Yeah.
It's Dairy Queen. It's whatever it is. What'd you do after the children, they did a play. They did a school play at the church, and afterwards we went to Dairy Queen. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So for that reason.
It goes hand in hand with your childhood.
Right. And they do have food. I think they got some sort of chicken tender basket, sit in the dining room and eat it. Oh, just before you go, you know, whatever, shoot up a mall. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I feel like that's like your last meal before you're about to go do something horrible. All right. Number one. You guys are going to be all shocked and you're going to be, but it's great. The place is great.
Mm-hmm.
We used to call it 31 Flavors. That was the name of it for a while. People called it 31 Flavors.
Yeah.
But of course, it's Baskin and Robbins.
Ooh.
Number one, most popular food chain in the United States, Baskin and Robbins. I guess. Mm-hmm. Sure. Now, they don't have food at all.
No.
They're not even trying with the chicken basket or whatever, like Dairy Queen.
No.
They are strictly ice creams, banana splits, whatever the case may be. Now, are they what they... I mean, I feel like now there are better ice cream places out there, like, you know, independently owned ones, mm-hmm. like Salt and Straw in LA and other ones. But Baskin Robbins is still, you can't miss.
Mm-mm.
It's always going to be fun.
Yeah.
Go in there, look around, see what they got. Get two or three scoops, pink spoon, out the door.
Yeah.
They used to do the sample spoons. Can I try this?
Yeah.
You ever get behind somebody who's trying a few?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, listen.
And they're mulling it over. Yeah.
What's that critic's name? So I feel like she'd be.
Yeah, Carol Baum.
Yeah, I feel like Carol Baum would be the one she's standing in front of you holding up the line. Yeah. Can I try vanilla? Hey, excuse me. Carol Baum. Let me turn around a second. Let me tell you something. You know what the vanilla tastes like? Fucking vanilla. Do you ever have vanilla, Carol Baum? That's what it tastes like. Put that spoon down, and don't you dare ever besmirch City Sweeney.
You know what
again.
That vanilla tastes like? Father of the bride.
You get the hell out of here. So anyway, the Baskin of Robbins. I mean, who would have saw that one coming?
Yeah.
I don't know what I would put number one currently. Well,
what I figured number one would be is number 58. I figured number one would be Starbucks.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I guess.
With the app, I feel like more people stop at Starbucks on their way to work. I feel like it's the most stopped at of anything on this list.
You're probably right. Yeah, I mean, and once again, I'm looking at this list, and I think I've eaten it every single one.
Yeah.
At one time or another.
I mean, how is Orange Julius only four spots ahead of Starbucks?
Whoa, are they still going, Orange Julius?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. They're four spots behind Starbucks. How is Starbucks only four spots ahead of Orange Julius?
Well, I'm going to say this. This is an article from the Daily Mail, which I isn't this British?
Maybe.
I thought this is British. It could be American. I mean, maybe this is the American version of it. But so maybe there's something there.
Yeah.
Who knows? It's them making fun of Americans, saying number one for these fat assholes is Baskin and Robbins. Mm-hmm. They like Baskin and Robbins. Is what? Baskin and Robbins, an ice cream joint. They love it, these fat fucks. All right, everybody. Enough is enough. We had some fun over here on a Thursday. We gotta go. What do I got things going on? I gotta move umbrellas around the backyard. Gotta go pick up my daughter. What time is it?
It is 12:30.
Oh my God, we gotta go. All right, we'll be releasing this on Thursday. Come see me in Dallas this weekend, Friday night and Saturday night. I'm at Hyenas in Dallas. Gonna be a lot of fun. Can't wait to get there and have some good times at a place I've been to many times. Love it. Know the area. Excited to come to Dallas. One of my favorite. Texas is always good to me. So please come out to that. After that, we're coming to, what's next? I'm coming to Beverly, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. Off Cabot.
Off Cabot Comedy Club in Beverly, Massachusetts. That's very few seats are left for that. I highly recommend going over to frangiola.fun and getting your tickets to that and Detroit. House of Comedy in Detroit. Like a brand new comedy club. It's only been there not even a year yet. They're trying to get Detroit back up and running, bringing comedy back to Detroit. That is May 10th and 11th, Friday and Saturday, to the good people of Michigan and the outlying areas. Greensboro, North Carolina, the Comedy Zone in Greensboro, May 17th and 18th. Never been there. The Atlanta Punchline, of course, on a Wednesday night in a diner in Atlanta. I love this place. Atlanta's always good to me. That's May 15th, a Wednesday night, and then on to Greensboro after that. And then, of course, Stand Up Live in Phoenix, a couple of days after my birthday.
Birthday weekend.
May 23rd. It's a Thursday. And then we're, you know, take a little summertime off. I do have a couple of shows with Heather McDonald out there, but nothing crazy until we get into the Septembers and Octobers. And a lot of fun dates coming up on those because you guys will some cities that you guys know and love. So we'll be back to the cities that you treat us well. What do we got to get out of here on, Alex? Anything?
We'll get out of here on this one is it's Baskin Robbins.
Oh,
it's America. It's Sonny Sweeney. It's boxed apple pies.
Sonny Sweeney.
I'm thinking of the country singer. Sorry, Sydney Sweeney.
Is there a country singer called Sonny Sweeney?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it's all that. It's America.
Is Sydney Sweeney son?
Sonny's nothing like Sydney.
No, okay.
If that's what you're asking.
Yes, that's what I was going to ask. Great song.
Oof.
I just saw a picture of him with Bert Kreischer.
Oh.
Bert Kreischer posing with John Mellencamp. I guess he went to his concert or something.
That's cool.
John Mellencamp looks pissed off at everything. Mm-hmm. You know, he's just... But he's one of the... I think he's like an angry guy. Just... He's one of those dudes who, you know, leaves the stage halfway through a show, like somebody yells something out. Because here's what he does: I've seen him in concert a couple of times. He's political, you know. And this is, you can't do that anymore.
No,
you can't get up there and spout your political beliefs because people start screaming, "Just play Pink Houses, we love you know whoever," and he'll just put the guitar down and leave. And there's a couple of videos of him saying, "Well, fuck all you then, I'm leaving." Yeah, so he's
like,
not,
there's nothing more important than a border wall. And then
No, he doesn't go that direction. He's the other direction. He's the direction that, that will piss off half the country. Like, more than half the country.
We need free college.
Yes, exactly. He's that guy. I mean, he's got some great songs, but he does not want to be out there anymore.
Yeah.
You know, like Bruce Springsteen still enjoys it. There are people who still enjoy it. He's not one of them.
No.
He's out there because he's got a couple ex-wives, I think, and bills to pay.
Yeah.
He don't want to be there.
He wants to be Gene Hackman.
He wants to be eating pie in an AM/PM parking lot.
Yeah.
Which could sound like one of his songs. Uh-huh. Eating pie in an AM/PM parking lot. It's a great song. He's got a song on Scarecrow called Minutes to Memories. first of all, Scarecrow, his album Scarecrow, is, I'd put it up there and got to be my top 20 albums of all time. It's okay. So good. Underrated, I believe. I think John Mellencamp's underrated, actually. I'll be honest with you. He actually directed a movie that I watched. He's done it all. But anyway, Minutes to Memories, great. So we've played it on this podcast before, Minutes to Memories. All right, everybody, we got to go. Love you for listening. Thank you. Tell everybody. Say the best podcast going is Cover to Cover. I mean, think of the things you learned today.
Mm-hmm.
You learned that David Cronenberg directed Dead Ringers. You learned about Sydney Sweeney. You learned a lot about her resume. I learned about her resume. Mm-hmm. Alex had I didn't know she was in all those shows. We learned that the number one fast food, well, food chain is Baskin and Robbins, which I don't know who made this list.
Yeah, those Brits are
nothing
funny.
Against Baskin and Robbins because I like it, but that's certainly not number one. Don't you dare! All right, everybody, gotta go. Then one time I went and got a cake, Baskin and Robbins cake for my daughter for her birthday when she was little, you know, so before we had a birthday party for her, she was like one, I think.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, well, it'll be fun for her to blow out candles. So we went to Baskin and Robbins and got a cake. And I said, and they tell a woman behind the counter, I said, just write happy birthday Beckett on it. And she goes, oh, I don't know how to use the writing thing. She goes, do you want to do it? And I was like, well, I don't know what I'm doing either.
Yeah.
So I was like, she goes, oh, you could try. And I was like, all right, well, now
you could try.
Yeah, I guess I could. So then I go behind the counter and with the little thing, what do they call that thing where you put the icing in it and squirt it out? It's called something, something bag. But anyway, and I did it. I mean, I didn't do it great, but I did it.
Mm-hmm.
So and it's a good thing my daughter was one.
She couldn't read.
She couldn't read, exactly. Yeah. It's not like she was looking at it going, who did this?
Yeah. I'm sorry, this isn't Meghan Markle level calligraphy.
Oh, I know. I wish. I should have taken the class over at Paper Source.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, John Mellencamp. Ain't That America? Boy, this song means probably more now than it did then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Little Pink Houses. Let it play out. Ooh, yeah. Indiana guy. I wonder, is he still? He's one of those dudes like stayed in Indiana. I wonder if he still does. Married an LA doll and took her to this small town. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That was a model. What was her name? Irwin. Something Irwin. All right, gotta go. Bye-bye.